Morning to each of you. If you have your Bible, if you'll be turning with me to the Gospel of Matthew in the 14th chapter, that's where we'll begin our study, the book of Matthew in the 14th chapter. If you're visiting with us, we want you to know we consider you an honored guest, encourage you to get your Bible and study with us. In a few moments, we'll stand and sing the song that's been suggested by Brother Houchin. If you've never put on Christ in baptism, all things have been made ready where you can be immersed into Christ for the remission of sins and be added to the family of God. In the book of Matthew, in the 14th chapter, look with me beginning at verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now, when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they had got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." There are many wonderful lessons we can learn in this great text. However, at this time, I'm interested in one thing. If you take your Bible, look in verse 31 at the phrase, "Jesus stretched forth his hand." And you might want to underscore that statement because we'll come back to it in a few moments. But I like that statement. And I began to think about, in the life of Peter, how many times did he see the Lord stretch out his hand? I've often wondered, in the life of Peter, how many times did he notice the Lord stretch out his hand and influence that man for good? I want to observe several times that the Lord stretched out his hand in the life of Peter. What I want to look at this morning is the outstretched hands of Jesus. And notice it through the eyes of the man identified as Peter. If you take your Bible, look with me in the book of Matthew and the 12th chapter. And when you come to the book of Matthew and the 12th chapter, notice with me on one occasion where Peter would have saw Jesus stretch forth his hand. In the book of Matthew and the 12th chapter, look beginning at verse 46. In verse 46, notice that the Bible says, "While he was still talking to the multitudes, behold, his mothers and brothers stood outside, seeking to speak with him. Then one said to him, 'Look, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, seeking to speak with you.' But he answered and said to the one who told him, 'Who is my mother and my brothers?' And he stretched out his hand towards the disciples and said, 'Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother.'" Notice the Bible says at this time, Jesus stretched forth his hands towards the disciples. And no doubt on that occasion, Peter would have witnessed the outstretched hand of Jesus. And notice with me on this occasion, the Lord stretched forth his hands towards the disciples and declared that whoever does the will of God was his brother, sister, or mother. I wonder what it was like on that day to see Jesus as he stood there and proclaims that you can become part of his family. That his Father, God Almighty, would adopt you into his family. And can you just not picture Jesus stretching out his hands towards the disciples and saying, "Here are my brothers and my sisters." I want you to understand that at that time, Jesus, the Son of the living God, stretched forth his hands to show that one can become part of the family of God. But then if you take your Bible, look back in the book of Matthew and the 8th chapter. And when you come to the book of Matthew and the 8th chapter, Notice, if you will, again, a second time, we see Jesus stretch forth His hand. And that beginning in verse 14. In verse 14, when Jesus had come into Peter's house, He saw His wife's mother lying sick with a fever. So He touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. Can you imagine that moment when Jesus stretched forth His hand and touched the mother-in-law of Peter? And notice again at this time that her fever left her. Jesus saw a need, and the divine record says that Jesus stretched forth His hand, and He takes her by the hand and heals the woman. Again, Peter looks at the outstretched hands of Jesus. And time again, Peter could see where Jesus stretched forth His hand to help someone who was hurting. You'll find in Luke 7, when He reached out His hand and touched the coffin of the young man who had died. You remember the widow of Nain was burying her son. And you remember that Jesus stretched forth His hand and touched the coffin, and that young man arose from the dead. And you'll find that Jesus stretched forth His hand and touched a leper on another occasion. Jesus was always stretching out His hand to help those who were hurting. And you know, Peter followed in His steps. We find in Acts chapter 3 when John was going to the gate, through the gate beautiful to the temple at the hour of prayer, they saw a man begging for alms. And what do? They stretch out their hand and help lift that man, and by the power of God, healed that man. But then I want you to think about a third thing. Take your Bible and turn with me to the book of John in the 13th chapter. And when you come to the book of John in the 13th chapter, you'll find at this time the disciples had come into a room. And notice that at this time, Jesus is going to wash the feet of the disciples. Jesus is going to stretch forth His hand and do something that a servant might do. This was not something a master would do. This was something that at that time would be the lowliest position, to wash someone's feet. Everywhere you walked, you'll find that you got on the dusty trails, your feet would get dirty. And normally it would be a host, or it would be a servant that would wash the feet. But notice Jesus, when He comes into the room, none of the other disciples offer to wash the feet of one another, but Jesus stretched forth His hands and washed the disciples' feet. And Peter at first in John 13 doesn't understand this. And you remember he says, "You shall not wash my feet." And the Lord said, "If I don't wash your feet, you'll have no part of me." And Peter says, "Wash all of me then." Notice at this time, Jesus is teaching them to be humble and to meet the needs of others, to be a servant to those who have needs. Jesus taught the people to stretch forth their hand. But then go back, as we studied just a moment ago, in the book of Matthew in the 14th chapter. In the book of Matthew in the 14th chapter, notice at this time, Peter is sinking. And if you ever thought that here Peter had walked on the water, he's walking towards the Lord, but when his eye was caught by the waves, and he knew that the wind was boisterous, he took his eyes off Jesus, and notice his faith became weak, and he began to sink, and he cried out, "Lord, save me." And once again, Peter saw the outstretched hand of Jesus when his faith was weak. And Jesus stretched forth His hand and said, "O ye of little faith, why did you doubt?" Notice, my friend, Jesus was the one who could save him from sinking. Can you not just picture in your mind Peter going under that water, and all of a sudden Jesus stretches forth His hand and saves that man from drowning? Do you not see the outstretched hands of Jesus? But then I want you to think about in your Bible in the book of Luke in the 23rd chapter. In the book of Luke in the 23rd chapter, they took Jesus up on Calvary. And up on Calvary, you know what they did? They stretched out His arms and nailed Him to a cross. Have you ever looked at the outstretched hands of Jesus as He's being nailed on a tree? As they put Him on that cross and mock and belittle and ridicule the Son of the living God? And yet, my friend, He was there to nail the old law to the cross, as we read in Colossians 2 and verse 14. He was there to demonstrate His love for the sinner and hate for the sin, as we read in Romans 5, 6 through 8. And I want you to think about looking at the outstretched hands of Jesus when He is up on the cross of Calvary. But then if you take your Bible, turn with me to the book of John in the 21st chapter. in the book of John in the 21st chapter, notice again when Jesus stretched forth His hand. In the book of John in the 21st chapter, you'll remember that Peter had sinned at this particular time. He had denied the Lord three times. But notice, if you will, at this time, the Lord in verse 15 restores Peter. Have you ever thought about that? He asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" And I want you to think about that. Jesus had been raised from the dead. He'd stretched forth His nail-scarred hand and forgives and restores Peter. When Peter says, "You know I love you, Lord," and He gives him the commission, "Feed my lamb, tend my sheep." He tells him what he needs to do. How beautiful the outstretched hands of Jesus welcoming the sinner home. We get that picture in Luke 15, do we not? When we think about the prodigal son and the father running to grab him and wrapping his arms around the son, oh, what a feeling to be forgiven and to be safe in the arms of Jesus. I want to take that. I want to make application to our life in the lessons here. The first thing I want us to think about is, do we see the outstretched hands of Jesus? First of all, do we see them stretched out to welcome us into the family of God? In your Bible, you'll read in the Roman letter and the 8th chapter that we can be adopted into the family of God. Look in Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 14. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, 'Abba, Father.' The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together." Do you not see Jesus desiring to adopt you into His family? Do you not see Jesus wanting you to be baptized, to be born again, and then, as is taught in Acts 2:47, adding you to His family? Peter knew to be adopted into the family of God, one had to come to God on His terms and obey Him and let Him add you to the family. Isn't that something? God does the act. And God gives us an inheritance, as is brought out in Galatians chapter 4. But secondly, do we see Jesus stretch out His hands to the hurting? And do we stretch out our hands to the hurting? Sometimes we expect everyone else to do it, but the question is, do we do it? As Christians, we need to help one another. And do we ever see someone stretch out their hand to help us? And do we ever stretch out our hand to help somebody in need? You know, my friends, sometimes we do expect somebody else to do it, when in reality we need to do it. How many times have we waited for somebody else to do what we need to do? But that brings up something else. When we think about those in need, do we ever stoop and stretch forth our hand? Or do we think we're too good to stoop down and help somebody? God pity the day that we who think we're the children of God would think we're better than anybody else. Jesus would stoop and stretch forth His hand and help the hurt. But have you ever thought about, my friend, when you begin to sink in life, the place you need to reach to is Jesus. When you feel overwhelmed and life is tumbling in and the problems of life seem more than you can bear, I'll tell you what you need to do. Stretch out your hand to the One who can save you from sinking. Now, that doesn't mean He's going to remove all your problems. But I'll tell you what it does mean. He'll help you through the storm. Notice, Jesus didn't take them out of the storm. They were in the storm. Now, He finally calmed the waters. But notice, it was after Peter began to sink. Sometimes, my friend, when we're sinking, we look everywhere except up. But when you're sinking, where do you look? Up. When you go under the water and you feel like you can't come up, and all of a sudden someone stretches forth their hand and pulls you up, I'll tell you, my friend, what a feeling. And when in life we feel like we're sinking and we're down, I'll tell you, we need to reach out to Jesus. I'll tell you something else. We need to see His hands stretched out on the cross and see that that's for us. We need to see His love as He stretched forth His hands and He died to redeem us from our sins. And finally, do you see His hands stretched open as He waits for you with open hands and outstretched arms to make your life right? Open your Bible to the Roman letter in the 10th chapter and look at what the Apostle Paul said. In Romans chapter 10, you remember Paul is writing at this time, and in verse 21, it says, "All day long I've stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people." What's God's desire is that we come to Him. He stretches out His hands, inviting us to return to Him, to obey Him, to become His child. He stretches forth His hands in love, saying, "Come to Me." In John 21:18, Jesus told Peter He's going to have to stretch forth His hands and go places He didn't want to go. And this was talking about the kind of death He would die for His faith. But it was worth it to Peter because he knew he would see Jesus again in heaven, welcoming him with outstretched arms. I had the ability to get men and women to see the outstretched hands of Jesus. If I could get that into our heart, then I'll tell you what, my friend, you wouldn't quibble about obeying the gospel. You would come to the Lord's arms. You wouldn't quibble about being right with God and coming to worship God. You would do it because you want to be in the Lord's arms. Years ago, there was a flight that crashed. And they were looking on board at all the people, and they just thought everybody was dead. They removed a lady, and in her arms was a child that was living. The mother had shielded the child. Everybody else on board died except that child. That child was safe in the arms of his mother. But I'll tell you what's more impressive. It's being safe in the arms of Jesus. Because He won't just save us from this life. He saves us from eternal damnation. And if every place I want to be like John. When John is leaning on Jesus, near the heart of God, with his outstretched hands. He stretches out his hands today, asking you to be his child. Will you respond as together we stand and sing?